Welcome to MadTech Daily. I'm Dot, and today we're diving into some exciting news in the ad tech world surrounding TV, streaming, and the antitrust space. First up, Disney Plus is reportedly reducing its CPMs by up to 15%. In other words, the streaming giant is lowering its ad rates. This move is shaking up the scene. Competitors who didn't originally plan on lowering their rates are now feeling the pressure to do so. With more advertisers moving their budgets toward digital media and streaming, there's less of a need to book ad space months in advance, which is typically how TV ad deals are secured. Next, Channel 4 is making waves. According to Barb, Channel 4 is the only major broadcaster in the country to have grown its viewing numbers across both streaming and linear platforms in 2024. Their streaming growth figures have even outpaced giants like Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Disney Plus. In the first half of the year, Channel 4's streaming audience grew by a staggering 32% year over year, adding an impressive 7.3 billion viewer minutes. Altogether, its viewing minutes across streaming and linear increased by 2.5%. Compare that to other top broadcasters like BBC, ITV, and Sky, who saw an average dip of 3%, and it's clear that Channel 4 is on a winning streak. Finally, in the realm of antitrust law, Microsoft is in hot water with the European Commission. The EC has informed Microsoft of its preliminary view that it has breached EU antitrust laws by tying its video conferencing app, Teams, to its productivity suites, Office 365 and Microsoft 365. This practice is likely to have restricted competition by giving Teams an unfair distribution advantage. The EC also raised concerns about interoperability issues, which may have prevented Teams' rivals from effectively competing and innovating. That wraps up today's episode of MadTech Daily. I'm Dot, and it's been a pleasure walking through today's top stories with you. Don't forget to check out ExchangeWire for a Trader Talk by AdForm's Jochen Schlosser on the future of targeting and our latest piece about the defining measures of attention. Stay tuned for more updates and insights tomorrow. Until next time.